Do you believe in fairies, Breezy?
Well, no, I wouldn't deny that. you know, but that's what I was saying to you. Mm-hmm. We have to be careful.
Yeah.
They're a conch more just in the Danish.
Yeah, but you've heard stories galore about them.
Okay, do you know what it is? There's no doubt in my mind that at one time in Ireland, humans and the fairy folk lived in complete harmony with each other. Do you know of that? I have no doubt. But I tell you what, we turned on them. You know, the greed took over.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got scunnered of us. Mm-hmm. They went away from us. Mm-hmm. And it's our big loss, Donald.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
They were definitely there, like.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's like even the marking of the bread, you know. There's many explanations for why bread is marked. But the simple truth of it, the bread was marked, cut into, to let themselves out, to let the fairy folk out, because the traditional people, as I refer to our wise ancestors, you know, the traditional people, the people that still knew, you know, that cows were magical creatures, and that, you know, the fairy folk were equally magic.
Yeah.
Do you know, they knew that from the moment the earth was ploughed, you know, the seeds sown, the growing, the harvest, the reaping, harvesting, right to the moment the bread was to go into the oven, they knew that the fairies' help was involved, and they opened the bread to let them out so they could carry on their work. You know, but like so many of our traditional truths, Christianity even stole that one, because bread, the marking of the bread is associated with Christianity in these not so traditional times. You know, but bread was being baked and marked long before the invention of Christianity.